299 in the Red Book of Common Prayer. Page 299 in the Red Book of Common Prayer. Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And further down the page, there is one body and one spirit.
There is one Holy God, all of us.
One Lord, one faith, one baptism.
One God and Father of all.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Almighty God, the fountain of all wisdom, you know our necessities before we ask and our ignorance in asking. Have compassion on our weakness and mercifully give us those things which for our unworthiness we dare not, and for our blindness we cannot ask. Through the worthiness of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Please be seated for the readings.
A reading from the second book of Samuel. Now when the king was settled in his house, and the Lord had given him rest from all his enemies around him, the king said to the prophet Nathan, "See, now I am living in a house of cedar, but the ark of God stays in a tent." Nathan said to the king, "Go, do all that you have in mind, for the Lord is with you." But that same night, the word of the Lord came to Nathan. "Go and tell my servant David, thus says the Lord, are you the one to build me a house to live in? I have not lived in a house since the day I brought up the people of Israel from Egypt to this day, but I have been moving about in a tent and a tabernacle. Wherever I have moved about among all the people of Israel, did I ever speak a word with any of the tribal leaders of Israel whom I commanded to shepherd my people Israel, saying, why have you not built me a house of cedar? Now therefore, God, you shall say to my servant David, thus says the Lord of hosts, I took you from the pasture, from following the sheep, to be prince over my people Israel, and I have been with you wherever you want. And I cut off all your enemies from before you, and I will make for you a great name, like the name of the great ones of the earth. And I will appoint a place for my people Israel, and will plant them, so that they may live in their own place, and be disturbed no more, and evildoers shall afflict them no more, as formerly from the time that I appointed judges over my people Israel. And I will give you rest from all your enemies. Moreover, the Lord declares to you that the Lord will make you a house. When your days are fulfilled and you lie down with your ancestors, I will raise up your offspring after you, who shall come forth from your body, and I will establish his kingdom. He shall build a house for my name, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom forever. I will be a father to him, and he shall be a son to me." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Psalm for this morning is from Psalm 89. We found in the insert. I have found David, my servant.
With my holy oil have I anointed him.
My hand will hold him fast.
And my heart will make him strong.
No enemy shall deceive him.
Or any wicked man.
I will crush his foes before him.
And strike down those who hate him.
My faithfulness and love shall be with him.
And he shall be victorious through my name.
I shall make his dominion extend.
From the great sea to the river.
He will say to me, "You are my father.
My God, and your rock, my salvation."
I will make him my firstborn.
And hide from the kings of the earth.
I will keep my love for him forever.
And my covenant will stand firm.
I will establish his line forever.
And his throne as the days of heaven.
If his children forsake my law.
And do not walk according to my judgments.
If they break my statutes.
And do not keep my commandments.
I will punish their transgressions with a rod.
And their iniquities with a lash.
But I will not take my love from him.
For I let my faithfulness through false.
I will not break my covenant.
For shame has gone out of my lips.
Once for all I have sworn my holiness.
I will not lie to David.
His line shall endure forever.
And his throne has sung before me.
I shall stand fast forevermore like the moon.
And the abiding witness in the sky.
A reading from the letter of Paul to the Ephesians. Remember that at one time, you Gentiles by birth, called the uncircumcision by those who are called the circumcision, a physical circumcision made in the flesh by human hands. Remember that you were at that time without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers to the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. But now in Christ Jesus, you who once were far off have been brought near by the blood of Christ. For he is our peace. In his flesh he has made both groups into one and has broken down the dividing wall, that is, the hostility between us. He has abolished the law with its commandments and ordinances, that he might create in himself one new humanity in place of the two, thus making peace. And might reconcile both groups to God in one body through the cross, thus putting to death that hostility through it. So he came and proclaimed peace to you who were far off, and peace to those who were near. For through him, both of us have access in one spirit to the Father. So then you are no longer strangers and aliens, but you are citizens with the saints and also members of the household of God. Built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, with Christ Jesus himself as the cornerstone. In him, the whole structure is joined together and grows into a holy temple in the Lord, in whom you also are built together spiritually into a dwelling place for God, the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Mark.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
The apostles gathered around Jesus and told him all that they had done and taught. And he said to them, "Come away to a deserted place all by yourselves and rest a while." For many were coming and going, and they had no leisure even to eat. And they went away in the boat to a deserted place by themselves. Now many saw them going and recognized them, and hurried there on foot from all the towns and arrived ahead of them. As Jesus went ashore, he saw a great crowd, and he had compassion for them, because they were like sheep without a shepherd. And he began to teach them many things. When they had crossed over, they came to land at Gennesaret and moored the boat. When they got out of the boat, people at once recognized him and rushed about that whole region and began to bring the sick on mats to wherever they heard he was. And wherever he went, in villages or cities or farms, they laid the sick in the marketplaces and begged him that they might touch even the fringe of his cloak. And all who touched it were healed. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. Well, I think we can agree that the year 2020 was like no other year that we've ever experienced. And regardless of what you believe or think about COVID and how it was handled or wasn't handled or the implications, what we can agree on is that we were impacted by it. Each and every one of us felt the consequences of this. And we are continuing to feel the consequences. Many of us just want to return to normal as quickly as possible. Many of us want to forget that it even happened. Many of us are trying to catch up and get ahead of this. But what I know is that we were all physically and spiritually and mentally impacted by it. And what I know is when I'm physically and spiritually and mentally impacted, I don't necessarily make good choices. I'm not my best self when I'm in that condition. And it's easy to slip into old patterns, old behaviors, things that soothe and comfort but don't really give us health. And so it reminds me of the people in these gospel times, of Jesus' time. They were living in the promised land, in the nation of Israel, and yet they were living under Roman occupation. And with the Roman taxes and the Roman government, many of them had lost their farms, their factories, their fishing rights, their industry. And so many people were also losing their homes. And the people were just beside themselves with grief, trying to figure out what to do. And they turned to the temple authorities, and the temple authorities were more about following the rules, more about raising their own status and prestige and wealth, rather than caring for the people who were in such distress. And so if you remember the last couple of weeks, I've been talking about, we're just in the early days of the Gospel of Mark. And so a couple of weeks ago, the temple authorities popped in where Jesus was preaching and challenged him and said, "Who gave you the authority to do this? Who gave you the power to do this? Who do you think you are?" And in some ways said, "We think you're getting this power from Satan." They challenged him, belittled him, compared his powers to dark powers. And at the same time, his family in Nazareth heard of all that was going on. And they traveled the 20 miles, the entire family. And they got to the synagogue and sent someone in. And he said, "Who are my mother and my brother and my sisters?" It's the people who do the will of God who are my mother and my brother and my sisters. And then the week after that, Jesus sent them out two by two. And this was the first time that he had sent the disciples out to do the work he had given them to do. I'm guessing they still weren't sure that they could do it or that they had the authority. But Jesus sent them out and said, "Go to the villages and towns, and if you are welcomed, give them your peace and stay with them. and preach and teach and heal and exercise. But if they do not welcome you, shake the sand off your sandals and keep going, because there are people who want to hear the word of God, hear this word of hope, hear the good news. So he sent them out, and then last week we didn't hear from Jesus. We heard about John the Baptist. So John the Baptist had been imprisoned by Herod, and last week we heard that David was dancing with joy and abandon before the ark as he brought God into the city of David. And we compared and contrasted that with Herod's birthday dinner, where he had his daughter dance for him, who then asked for the head of John the Baptist. Those two kingdoms, the kingdom of the government and then the kingdom of God. And this week we hear that the disciples gathered around Jesus and told them everything they had done and taught. And so it's one of those Markan sandwiches, the outside layers of the bread and butter and the inside is the meat. So Jesus sent them out. This week they come back, and in the middle is John the Baptist. And so what we know is that they came back, but probably a little bit exhausted, but they were excited about everything they had seen and done and taught. And there's Jesus grieving. And what I'm guessing is, although the disciples were jazzed because of the power they had been given, they were probably exhausted and didn't even know it. And so Jesus said to them, and I have to find my place. Jesus said, come away to a deserted place all by yourselves and rest. For many were coming and going, and they didn't even have time to eat. It's one of those transitional phrases in the Gospel of Mark. He lets you know what's happening, where they are, or what's going on. And he says to the disciples, before they can share all their stories, come away to a deserted place and rest for a while. Now, the transitional phrases are throughout Mark. The first one says, Mark 1:14, now after John was arrested, Jesus came to Galilee, told us where he was. Mark 1:35, in the morning, while it was still dark, he got up and went to a deserted place. Jesus went off to pray before he engaged in his ministry. And that was early on, so the disciples were looking for him. Where are you? Where have you gone? What are you doing? Jesus is trying to teach us that we need that time out. We need that space to go and pray. We need that time to rest and renew. But what happened today is before they even got there, he puts the disciples in the boat to go to a deserted place so that they can pray and rest and renew and heal. And it said the crowds saw him before they even got there, and the crowds were there, met them on the shore. And Jesus had compassion for them. And I think about that, the many times that we think that ministry, and I've told you, I don't know, probably 300 times now, that ministry is action, is doing, is using your gifts to build up the kingdom of God. But at the same time, we can't do that if our well is dry. We can't do that if we are so overworked and overwhelmed that we are not taking time to rest. We have a commandment that says, remember the Sabbath and keep it holy. God rested on the seventh day. He gave us the gift of resting on the seventh day. And yet, what do we do with it? We're even busier and busier and busier, entertaining friends and cleaning the house, doing laundry, buying groceries. Where's the commandment that says work yourself to death? Well, of course, there isn't one. So it's a new thing on Facebook and Instagram that's going around. You've all seen there's lots of things that go around. But anyway, Steph Barron Hall, she's an informal researcher, and this is, she sent out questions about how do you find rest? How do you celebrate Sabbath? What does it mean for you to take a break? And she named nine times, nine different ways that we rest. And the first one is take time away. The second, permission to not be helpful. Let me repeat that because most of us can't hear it. Permission to not be helpful. Doing something unproductive, like something fun. connection to art and nature, solitude to recharge, a break from responsibility. 7 is stillness to decompress. 8, safe space. And 9 is alone time at home. And I remember when I was a working mom, and those brief times when I had a day off, my husband was at work, and the kids were at school, and I went, I have time to myself at home. Always, always, the school would call in while my kids were sick. But for a minute, I thought, I can do what I want, and it doesn't have to be clean the house, or grocery shopping, doing. It helps give us a fresh perspective. It helps prepare us for ministry. And as Jesus said, when he got there, he had compassion on them because they were like sheep without a shepherd, all those crowds just yearning for healing. And what Jesus was saying is what we hear in Psalm 23, that he is calling us aside. He's calling us beside the still waters. He restores our soul. He leads us to green pastures. He sets a table for us. God is inviting us to stop. And to rest, and to renew, to praise, to do absolutely nothing. Today we're celebrating the baptism of Helen Marie Terzo. And we had a baptism 2 weeks ago, and I reminded you that part of the service is you say, yes, we will do everything in our power to raise this child up in a spiritual life. And it's back to that doing. But we are not human doings, we are human beings. God is asking us to be. So today I'm going to ask, how do you find rest? So you can teach Helen how to rest, how to praise God, rest in God, hear God, and fill up the well. Amen. I invite the family to come forward, and any children who want to be able to see to come forward. You've got the best seat right where you are. You can see perfectly. Oh, perfect. Now we'll see if my microphone works. Hear me now. Okay, so we are turning to page 301 in the Red Book of Common Prayer. You can come on up to page 301 in the Red Book of Common Prayer. The candidate for holy baptism will now be presented. Will you be responsible for seeing that the child you present is brought up in the Christian faith and life? Will you, by your prayers and witness, help this child grow into the full stature of Christ? Do you renounce Satan and all the spiritual forces of wickedness that rebel against God? Do you renounce the evil powers of this world which corrupt and destroy the creatures of God?
I renounce.
Do you renounce all sinful desires that draw you from the love of God?
I renounce.
Do you turn to Jesus Christ and accept him as your Savior?
I do.
Do you put your whole trust in his grace and love?
I do.
Do you promise to follow and obey him as your Lord? And then we're going to the bottom of the page. And this question is for the entire congregation, and the correct response is a really hearty, we will. Telling you before I even said. Will you who witness these vows do all in your power to support this person and her life in Christ?
We will.
Let us join with those who are committing themselves to Christ and renew our own baptismal covenant. And we say together, we say, do you believe in God the Father?
I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth.
Do you believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God?
I believe in Jesus Christ, the only Son of our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living.
Believe in God's Holy Spirit.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting.
Will you continue in the Apostles' teaching and fellowship, in the breaking of bread and in the prayers?
I will do God's help.
Will you persevere in resisting evil? And whenever you fall into sin, repent and return to the Lord. Will you proclaim my word and example the good news of God in Christ? Will you seek and serve Christ in all persons, loving your neighbor as yourself? Will you strive for justice and peace among all people and respect the dignity of every human being? Let us now pray for this person who is to receive the sacrament of new birth.
Lord, have the Lord in the way of sin.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Help us in the heart of your grace and peace.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Fill them with your holy and life-giving spirit.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Keep her in the faith and the holy spirit.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Teach them to love others and empower the spirit.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Send her into the world and witness to your love.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Bring them to the fullness of your peace, Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Grant, O Lord, that all who are baptized into the death of Jesus Christ, your Son, may live in the power of his resurrection and look for him to come again in glory, who lives and reigns now and forever.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also
with you. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give thanks.
We thank you, Almighty God, for the gift of water. Over it, the Holy Spirit moved in the beginning of creation. Through it, you led the children of Israel out of their bondage in Egypt into the land of promise. In it, your Son, Jesus, received the baptism of John and was anointed by the Holy Spirit as the Messiah, the Christ, to lead us through his death and resurrection from the bondage of sin into everlasting life. We thank you, Father, for the water of baptism. In it, we are buried with Christ in his death. By it, we share in his resurrection. Through it, we are reborn by the Holy Spirit. Therefore, in joyful obedience to your Son, we bring into his fellowship those who come to him in faith, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Now sanctify this water, we pray, by the power of your Holy Spirit, that those who hear are cleansed from sin and born again may continue forever in the risen life of Christ our Savior. To him, to you, and to the Holy Spirit, be all honor and glory, now and forever.
Amen.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you by the water of the Holy Spirit. You have bestowed upon this your servant the forgiveness of sin and have raised her to new life and grace. Sustain, O Lord, in your Holy Spirit, give her an inquiring and discerning heart, the courage to will and to persevere, a spirit to know and love you, and the gift of joy and wonder in all your works.
Amen.
Helen, you are sealed by the power of the Holy Spirit in baptism, and marked as Christ come forever. Amen. Let us welcome the newly baptized, saying together, we receive you into the house of God, confess the faith of Christ crucified, proclaim his resurrection, and share with us his eternal priesthood. Amen. Let us welcome Helen Reed Herzog. Just a couple of announcements. The family invites you downstairs for a very festive coffee hour and celebration and cake. I saw cake. So please join us downstairs after the service. I'm on vacation next week, and this is an odd request, but can I have somebody who's willing to take out the garbage and the recycling tomorrow and then bring the bins back in? I see somebody way in the back there. Yay, thank you. Next Sunday, we have the bishop visiting and baptism of the twins. My goodness, they're just lining up. There's envelopes in the back for the bishop's appeal. If you want to know more about it, it gives information on the card, and we will do the collection next week. We're also having a potluck picnic at my house if I don't float away, which is quite possible, tent camping this week. If you haven't signed up yet, please sign up downstairs. The sign up sheet is next to the coffee pot, or you can email me or text me. And please plan on joining me at my house with a lawn chair, a dish to pass if you wish, or just please come. I think that's how are we doing with the dinners? Okay, so we're set for July for the dinners for the family. If you want to start on August, contact Mary, that would be great. Walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself for us, an offering and sacrifice to God. Oh, and sorry, before we do that, Donella, did you have an announcement? No, okay. No, about a search committee. No. There's an email going out. So in case you couldn't hear, because I didn't bring her the microphone, if you're interested in serving on the search committee, please contact Nancy or Danella or someone on the vestry, and there will be an email going out this week. So walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself for us, an offering and sacrifice to God. Service continues on page 367 in the Red Book of Common Prayer with Eucharistic Prayer B. Page 367 in the Red Book. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give him thanks and praise.
It is right and a good and joyful thing always and everywhere to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. Because in Jesus Christ our Lord, you have received us as your sons and daughters, made us citizens of your kingdom, and given us the Holy Spirit to guide us into all truth. Therefore, we praise you, joining our voices with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, who forever sing this hymn to proclaim the glory of your name. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. We give thanks to you, O God, for the goodness and love which you have made known to us in creation, in the calling of Israel to be your people, in your word spoken through the prophets, and above all in the word made flesh, Jesus your Son. For in these last days you sent him to be incarnate from the Virgin Mary, to be the Savior and Redeemer of the world. In him you have delivered us from evil and made us worthy to stand before you. In him, you have brought us out of error into truth, out of sin into righteousness, out of death into life. On the night before he died for us, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread, and when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for all for the forgiveness of sin. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Therefore, according to his command, O Father, we remember his death, we proclaim his resurrection, we await his coming in the world. And we offer our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving to you, O Lord of all, presenting to you from your creation this bread and this wine. We pray, gracious God, to send your Holy Spirit upon these gifts, that they may be the sacrament of the body of Christ and his blood of the new covenant. Unite us to your Son and his sacrifice, that we may be acceptable through him, being sanctified by the Holy Spirit. In the fullness of time, put all things in subjection under your Christ, and bring us to that heavenly country where with all your saints we may enter the everlasting heritage of your sons and daughters, through Jesus Christ our Lord, the firstborn of all creation, the head of the church, and the author of our salvation. By him, and with him, and in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever.
Amen.
And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say,
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Alleluia, Christ our Passover is sacrificed for us. In case you couldn't hear that, we had a happy birthday. All are welcome to receive at this table. I invite you to come up single file down the center aisle. There is Purell there to Purell your hands. We receive the host only, and we do have gluten free if you wish that. Purell, come forward, hold out your hand, and then you can consume as you return to your seats. body of Christ, the bread of heaven. post-communion prayer is found on page 365 in the Red Book of Common Prayer. Page 365. Let us pray. Eternal God, Heavenly Father, you have graciously accepted us as living members of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, and you have fed us with spiritual food in the sacrament of his body and blood. Send us now into the world in peace and grant us strength and courage to love and serve you with gladness and singleness of heart through Christ our Lord. Amen. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you forever. Amen.